AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. A snowstorm has snapped off the electricity in areas across the South and made driving dangerous. The National Weather Service's Dan Peterson says this storm is
producing 7 inches of snow, or doesn't normally snow all that much across much of southwestern Tennessee, northern Mississippi, northern Alabama, and far northern Georgia.
In fact, the bad weather delayed last night's scheduled execution of a convicted killer in Georgia, a woman who killed her husband. She'll be executed now on Monday. The arrests of three men in New York and Florida have put a sharper focus on terrorists' efforts to recruit here in the United States. Our Shelley Adler's been talking with an international expert.
While Americans should feel reassured that authorities were able to stop a potential plot with three arrests yesterday, international security expert Sajan Gohel says counterterrorism is not an exact science.
The terrorists, they need to be lucky just once. The authorities have to be lucky all the time.
Which leads the director for international security at the Asia-Pacific Foundation to say at some point there will most likely be a terrorist attack in the homeland.
Something that we have to be prepared for, but we have to have confidence that the authorities are doing everything to disrupt whatever they come across, as has just been witnessed.
I'm Shelley Adler.
A 911 dispatcher who told a 13-year-old to stop whining as her father lay dying in a hit-and-run crash in Maryland is no longer working that job. A spokesman for the Anne Arundel County Fire Department says the dispatcher no longer works for the department, though there aren't any additional details on that. Another recall to tell you about this morning. The 2015 Chrysler 200 is being recalled to fix the automatic transmission, which may not shift into park. This is the model with the V6 engine. The Dow is down 16 points. This is AP Radio News. What would you do without the internet or without phone service? Thousands of people in the Phoenix area found out yesterday when they found themselves unplugged because of vandals. Our Sandy Kozel has the details on this.
Phoenix police are investigating an act of vandalism that left people across northern Arizona without the use of the internet, cell phones, and landlines for several hours yesterday. Technicians from CenturyLink had to go through a long, tedious process of inspecting the line mile by mile before they found that someone had cut a fiber optic cable in North Phoenix.
The FCC is moving toward tougher rules for internet service providers like Comcast, Verizon, AT&T, Sprint, and T-Mobile. It's expected to approve a plan today that puts the internet in the same regulatory camp as the telephone. The new rule would require the providers act in the public interest when they are delivering broadband connections. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.